When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to the podcast today. Sodium ion batteries, Zeekr's new ad campaign, and the MG4 EV Urban. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the podcast today, I'll tell you about China's role in the rare earth supply. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. EV News Daily at the weekend, so no EV News China. Back tomorrow for the start of a brand new week. Right, we'll start off with news of sodium ion batteries. There's the 2025 Sodium Ion Battery Industry Chain and Standards Development Forum going on. Catchy name. It's where industry experts have been talking about the technology of sodium ion batteries, SIBs. SIBs, they're moving from demonstration projects towards large-scale commercialization. The next 2 or 3 years are going to determine whether we all end up driving EVs with sodium ion batteries in the future. Let me tell you a little bit more. SIBs offer higher ionic conductivity, faster charge and discharge, and better low temperature performance than LFP, which is the dominant chemistry in China. 80% of new EVs have LFP, lithium iron phosphate. So these new sodium ion batteries are going to be suitable for high power, high current sectors. So commercial vehicles, mining machinery, construction equipment, agricultural machinery, even hybrid battery engine systems. These are all areas where perhaps not being ideally served at the moment or could be served better. CATL, the world's biggest EV battery maker, Chinese company, has added sodium ion batteries to their roadmap. In April this year, they launched what it described as the world's first large-scale mass-produced sodium battery, covering passenger car power systems and heavy truck starter batteries. The Naxtra battery product line is kind of in two categories, actually. There's the EV battery, which offers a, well, they say 500-kilometer range, 10,000 charge-discharge cycles. And then there's the Naxtra 24-volt sodium-ion battery. That would be used for start-stop batteries, heavy-duty truck kind of integrated batteries. Both versions, very, very durable at temperatures down to minus 40 degrees, which I think is minus 40 in both Celsius and Fahrenheit. CATL sodium ion battery has also a higher energy density than we've seen so far from this technology, 175 watt hours per kilogram. And it's important because it's incredibly safe. So China has this new certification coming next summer, but all the battery makers are going to hit it early. And it's their safety requirements for power batteries of EVs. Announced recently, or announced this year at least, it's the first sodium-ion battery worldwide to be compliant with this new Chinese standard coming in next year. And it'll just mean that batteries have to be very thermally safe, no thermal runaway and things like that. Industry analysts widely regard next year as the crucial year for sodium-ion batteries to establish a presence in niche markets where business value becomes more evident as the industry shifts from a price disruption model to more of a value model. Real-world implementation has begun. JAC Motors, they have a brand, and I'll probably get this wrong, Yiwei, they actually have a sodium-ion battery on the road. They have had for over a year now. They use 32 140s. So you know Tesla has the 4680s. It's just a way of describing the dimensions of the battery. They have cells already, each one being 12 amp hours, about 140 watt hours per kilogram. So some way off now, the best new cells coming out. But that's been on the road for ages. I think the battery pack's about 23 kilowatt hour in their hybrid. So sodium ion batteries have advantages over lithium ion technology. Recycling's a big one. Environmental impact, a really big one as well. And what they're made of, that being sodium and abundant carbon-based compounds, much less environmentally taxing to mine and process compared to lithium, compared to cobalt. Sodium batteries are compatible with existing recycling infrastructure, streamlining that process. And what's important as well is all the factories that we've built around the world to make lithium-based battery technologies can be repurposed, or you can run things on at least similar lines. That's a really important part of it as well. Nice little investigation this weekend I was doing into sodium-ion batteries. All right, let's move on. Now, one of the big Chinese names that they want to do well in Europe overseas is Zeekr. Zeekr has begun a European-focused brand campaign entitled Seek More, which I guess, if you say it really quickly, Seek More sounds a bit like Zeekr. Seek more Zeekr. Anyway, they're going to introduce the Zeekr 7X, the Zeekr 001, and the Zeekr X, presenting their concept of what they call new luxury. The campaign uses three films that follow a family, a couple, and a young woman as they leave the pace of city life for quieter times in nature, framing the vehicles as the kind of freedom, calming connection beyond the urban environment. The launch markets of the ad campaign are going to be Netherlands, Sweden, and Norway, Denmark, and Belgium. So big Nordic presence. Zeekr is running a full funnel paid campaign, they say. I think it just means you're going to see these adverts on digital, out of home, places like that, social media, to try and raise the awareness of Zeekr. Well, since deliveries began in October 2021, Zeekr's delivered more than 520,000 vehicles. There's the 001, the 001 FR, the 009, that's a big MPV. There's the Zeekr X, the 007, the 7X, the Mix, and the 7GT. Zeekr's announced plans for a global market expansion over the next 5 years. Of course, the EU has tariffs on Chinese-made cars up to 38.3% imposed a year ago, actually. It was October 2024. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. Zeekr's technical advantage centres on their 800-volt platforms, ultra-fast charging. They have developed their own golden battery system, as they brand it, 800 volts. I think it's 900 volts capable by the end of the year, that platform. In Europe, the Zeekr 7X charges at 480 kilowatts. Not that you can find too many chargers that'll give you that much juice, but it's nice to know that your car can do it. The performance model would do 10 to 80 in 13 minutes. Wow. That's not bad. And that's if you're using a slower charger, by the way. Their infrastructure is called Zeekr Power, and they operate 860 ultra-fast charging stations. But of course, that's in China, not overseas. Now, the MG4, big vehicle here. MG's a big brand here, of course, because it's thought of as a British brand, even though it's Chinese now. And the MG4 has had rave reviews. So I'm talking about the motoring press, because I have subscriptions to all the magazines, because I like a magazine, because I'm old, and so I like to sit and flick through glossy pictures. I know the iPad will do it, but it's just different when it's you sit down with Auto Express or Auto Car or Top Gear or Car Magazine. And we still do have, fortunately, I guess it's smaller than it used to be, but a print part of the automotive journalistic business. And I think universally, they rave about the MG4's chassis, saying it's surprising, it's Chinese, it's rear-wheel drive. Yes, it's not a Golf R or something, but it's a really good base vehicle. It's a great vehicle to drive, which is interesting because then MG completely changed it in China. MG in China have released a new MG4, and a prototype was filmed charging at a Tesla supercharger in Sydney last month, I think it was. Now, documents posted to EV for Australia's Facebook group by one of the enthusiasts, username Will K, said that the model has been approved now for sale in Australia. 8 variants. The car is called the MG4 EV Urban in this particular paperwork. The paperwork in Australia has 2 battery sizes, 43 and 54 kilowatt hours, both LFP, lithium iron phosphate technology. 2 motor powers. It moves to the front axle. So it's a front mounted electric motor, 110 kilowatts or 118 kilowatts, really close in power. Both motor variants will both tow 500 kilograms braked. Towing limit, unlike the current MG4, which has its charging inlet at the rear, this one has it at the front. In August, MG said the next MG4 will switch from being rear-wheel drive to front-wheel drive for the new one. MG Motor Australia CEO, who has the best name, Peter Chow, said the new for 2026 front-wheel drive will be a completely different vehicle, balancing driver usage needs and production cost considerations of rear-wheel drive. We saw the opportunity for an affordable front-wheel drive vehicle. Okay, so that just sounds to me like they're saying it might not be as good, but it'll be cheaper. Hey, do MG4 buyers really care? I come back to where I started this story, which was the motoring press rave about the chassis. When was the last time anyone ever got safe, reliable transport to take the kids to school and went, you know what, when you push it really hard on a bend, it's really well balanced? Like, they go, no, it was the monthly payments of this. And so as long as it's not a terrible car to drive, I just, yeah, it's a shame because the MG4 is really loved, by the way, the old one. Since its arrival in 2023, in Australia at least, it sold more than 11,000 units and is the market's best-selling electric hatchback. They recently launched the S5, the MG S5 EV, and that comes with a 10-year warranty. I had a 7-year warranty on my MG ZS. I went back twice for a warranty claim. They did not quibble in the slightest. One was a sensor, the auto headlights sensor, and the other one was the wiring loom, where you open and close the boot lid. It had just worn. Like, that shouldn't happen in 3 or 4 years. And they went, yep, completely right. We'll get that wiring sorted. And they did. No questions asked. The Chinese market MG4 came out a couple of months ago, and they have their semi-solid-state battery called the Anqing Edition, the world's first affordable mass-market EV with semi-solid-state batteries, supplied by not one of the ones we normally talk about. It's Sunzhou Qingtao Power, their semi-solid-state manganese-based lithium-ion battery with a 5% liquid electrolyte, very high energy density, 180 watt-hours per kilogram, 70 kilowatt-hour capacity. The semi-solid-state version, they say, does 334 miles, but that's CLTC, which is wildly optimistic. But it has really good low temperature performance compared to LFP technology. So again, if you're in cold climates, Northern Europe, the cold bits of China, but it's a vehicle that costs 14 grand, by the way, 14,000 US dollars equivalent. And that's for the semi-solid-state version. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk BYD and Octopus, Electroverse. Oh my gosh, they're a sponsor of this podcast. I can't even say the word Octopus. Charge Trip are integrating them. I'll tell you more. Stick around. Back in a mo. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's talk a little bit about General Motors donating the BrightDrop vans to the Red Cross. 59 of them to the American Red Cross and its community adaption program, extending the 2-decade commitment to disaster response. This donation is intended to improve disaster preparedness and speed relief delivery. Each van has a range of almost 300 miles per charge and a big payload of 3,700 pounds. These specs aim to enable the Red Cross teams and local non-profits to deliver things like food, shelter and medical aid where it's needed the most. BYD is next in the news. They expect exports to be around 20% of their global sales this year. So what does that mean in numbers? If you've not been following this podcast for a while or you're new, what does it mean when BYD say 20% of our business is going to be global overseas? That means 800,000 to a million EVs delivered outside of mainland China. The company's GM of branding and PR said this week. Last year, sales outside of mainland were under 10% of their business, and BYD last year was 4.26 million EVs. And so doubling their overseas business, that's absolutely huge. Part of that has got to be the investment we've seen in BYD, building their own car carrier fleet, roll-on, roll-off ferries. The company operates now 8 of them as of this week. The biggest one carries almost 10,000 BYDs out of China, not just to Europe, but to Southeast Asia as well. Now, Charge Trip has partnered with Octopus Electroverse, Europe's largest consumer EV public charging network, and full disclosure, sponsor of this podcast, to put their EV route planning into the Electroverse app. The agreement lets the Electroverse partners like Nissan and Ford also licensing the Electroverse app and getting access to Charge Trip's routing technology to plan your route and to get nearby compatible chargers on the way. Electroverse provides discounted charging when the grid is greenest and cleanest. One card, one app, one map. You know the deal. You hear me brave about it every day. They got 1.1 million charge points across Europe now. And I use it all the time. It's like the only thing I use now. I'm not a Tesla driver, so I'm not inside the Tesla app. I'm just inside the Electroverse app. All the filters work brilliantly. You can filter for the type of charger. I'm normally just looking for one that I can just start. It's a quick charge on the app itself, but they'll, you know, list all the different types of chargers in there. And finally, Bloomberg writes today about rare earth magnets in EV motors. Executives from Europe's electric vehicle industry are trekking to the continent's sparsely populated northeastern parts to queue up for something that they can't find outside of China. Rare earth magnets that go inside EV motors. The Estonian industrial town of Narva, that sits across the river from Russia. There's a Canadian company called Neo Performance Materials. They've built a $75 million plant to process the magnets. Opened 2 days ago on Friday. Neo's initial output will supply components for 1 million EVs every single year. Neo said China should keep a central role, though, in the global rare earth supply chain just because Estonia is getting a look in. China has the technical know-how and the cost structure to be competitive, says Neo. China accounts for more than 90% of rare earth magnet production. Neo last week opened Europe's first magnet plant in Estonia, making the broad range of critical materials that are needed to make electric vehicles, and executives at aspiring magnet producers all say that replacing China easily or even quickly is going to be exceptionally difficult, but many regulators want a more distributed model where China isn't completely in charge of everything. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one map and one app. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.